WJTL, there's a Thanksgiving song for you from Mike Marshall. Thank you. Good morning to you at 720.
Good morning. Weather-wise today, you are going to see some clouds and afternoon rain. High of 56 tonight, clouds and rain. Low of 50. Your winning Wednesday, cloudy, rainy, high of 65. And Thanksgiving Day, blustery and cold. High of 44 right now, 41 degrees. Not 31, 41 degrees in Mannheim.
One of our favorite people in the whole world with us today, Jen Knepper, hanging out from Gifts That Give Hope Lancaster. Good morning,
Jen. Good morning, Fred.
We've been asking our guests to share their life verse with us. Yes. Do you have a life verse you could share?
I do. It's Luke 12:48. And it's always been something that kind of has been on my heart. Like, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. Because I realized when I was young, I remember saying to my dad, like, why do I have so much? And there's other people that don't have that, you know? And so I was always convicted of, like, or trying to be mindful, not always, but as I've gotten older too, yeah. You know, to be mindful of, like, the things that are put in your path that you should, you know, follow through with, or it's something that God kind of, you know, laid out for you.
And that fits perfectly with Gifts That Give Hope Lancaster. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, and it's funny because I picked up a copy of the Patriot News back in 2007, where there was a story about a group of women in Harrisburg hosting a gift fair. And it just really caught my attention. And I reached out to them and I said, we need to replicate that idea here in Lancaster. So I think it was just trying to always be mindful of, like, where God is putting things in my life and bringing the people together to make it happen. Because yeah. I always say, like, it's like the example in the Bible of, like, you know, the body of Christ, that we all have different parts of us. Like, yeah. I can't do most of the things that, you know, I'm not an accountant or a designer, you know, so it's like we all work together and use our gifts for the greater good.
Yeah, and this Sunday you're going to be doing that for the 18th
yes.
Gifts That Give Hope.
Wow.
It's happened at the Farm Home Center. Yes. Tell us about.
Yeah, so it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. this coming Sunday. There'll be food, opportunities to shop and support nonprofits here in Lancaster, and we'll have some live music performances starting at 12:15. So it's just really a nice day for the whole family or anybody, you know, that wants to come out and check things out.
And you're going to have a scavenger hunt. What's
yes,
that?
Yes, we do. So we have a scavenger hunt where anybody who wants to participate can go around and see, kind of connect. We either do the human rights development or the sustainable development goals. And so looking at, like, one of them is ending hunger. So what nonprofit do we look at to address food insecurity? So they go ahead around and get stamped, and then you can win a free book.
Oh, that's very
cool.
When you
complete it. So
yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite aspects of
yeah.
the fair.
How many nonprofits are you going to have in the nonprofit
side of things?
We have
34 this year.
34. That's amazing. So, just name a couple of them.
So we have Off the Streets are joining us this year. We have the Lancaster Food Hub, Meals on Wheels, Anchor Lancaster, Music for Everyone, Reach Out and Read. So a lot of familiar faces, but we always have some new ones each year too.
And besides that, you have a marketplace too.
Yes. So Marketplace, I know you've had Hope Inspire Love with
yes.
you. So things that are conscientiously sourced, or, you know, that go back to fighting human trafficking, like what Hope Inspire Love does, or we have Binding Love Scarves, or My Peruvian Treasures. So an emphasis on fair trade and being mindful with your purchasing.
In addition to that, you're going to have food trucks.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about those.
We were talking about a character coffee cart. We have Waka Taco, Traveling Jays, which is like a Mediterranean fusion, Lancaster Soft Pretzel, Extra Rice, Cafe 301. So there's taste for everybody's preferences. So.
And you mentioned music performances.
Yes. Yes. So Swan starts out at 12:15, and then they are followed by the Music for Everyone Community Chorus, and then Ukulele Uprising.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So people could come out 11 to 3. There's no cost to come.
No, I'm free parking.
Free parking.
Lots of parking.
Farm and Home Center right behind the Old Navy over
right.
there.
Yep.
That's very cool. What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about?
I always love, it's like people may only see each other at this event. Like even the volunteers, I'm so appreciative of them. I've had some volunteers who have been with us the whole time.
All 18 years.
And it's like a family reunion. So
yeah.
everybody comes and it's just, for me, I love seeing people connect and or make new friends or, you know, just, you know, catch up from
yeah.
last year.
Love that. Gifts That Give Hope Lancaster.org is the website. All the details are there. Check it out. A great event this Sunday, one where you can get Christmas gifts and make a huge impact mm-hmm. on somebody's life.
Yes.
Which is so cool.
Yes.
Jen, we love having you
yes,
here.
Thank
Wish you.
You
the best for Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Back to the music we go. Behold the Beloved. This is Heartbreak on WJTL. Good morning.